Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Katie.
And welcome to Controlled Chaos, where we will bring you into the world of the Las Vegas hospitality industry. Thank you for spending some time with us today, and let the chaos begin.
What's up, party people?
What's up? Welcome back.
2025, we're back.
Guess what? I'll be 30 this year. Yeah, I'm old. That's crazy.
You're not old.
It's going to be such a good year.
It's going to be a great year. It's 2025. You're turning 30.
And it's like a nice, you know how it's like on a five?
Like that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a like perfect time to turn 30. It's like
numerology or whatever.
Literally.
But yeah. It's going to be a great year. So tell us a little bit, like, how was your holidays? How was your New Year's? Like, what's going on?
Everything was super good. It slowed down after December 14th.
Good.
San Francisco was insane from the event that we had, that charity event.
That was this. Yes. Oh, my God. How have we not talked about that yet?
Yeah, that's – okay, I'll give you guys a little bit on the inside. Yeah. So we went in for this charity that they did ask us to come back next year. This year. So we will be going back and doing it again. We will
in
be
in San Francisco yep, again, too. Okay.
We will be going an extra day, like good. A day earlier this time.
That's always nice.
On Thursday, so the day before the event
– So the event was Friday.
Okay. I learned that – so we did all of their name cards and bidder numbers. So, like
– What's bidder numbers?
So when – because it was a charity gala, so when someone wants to bid on, like, a live auction item, so, like, mm-hmm. they'll raise it up. And so we had to do all the name tags and bidder number names, which meant, like – so we bought labels and someone had to type them out. Well, I didn't check early enough, and they did not get typed out correctly. Like, they weren't in the template, so it wasn't printing correctly. So Thursday, while everyone else was setting up, I did not touch one piece of decor. I spent 10 hours sitting in the lounge typing out these names.
Fixing them all.
Yep.
Aye.
Starting from scratch. I literally wanted to cry.
Yep.
So now, like, I mean, it was very humbling for me. I was very upset.
Did you go through a vendor to get those printed, or did you guys, like,
had a printer there, okay. and we had a template, and we just bought everything. Gotcha. It'll be easier for this year because the template's already there. Yep. And we'll start doing it a lot earlier. 10 hours. And then
how many number or like names? And
600.
Oh my God. I almost did you see it? I almost threw up for those of
you. It was their name, their table number, and their bid number.
Oh my God.
And then after the 10 hours.
You had to be like so meticulous in like the detail of that too.
After the 10 hours, we had to affix them to all the name badges, and it took 7 hours. I spent 17 hours
straight. Oh my God.
I literally wanted to cry.
Isn't it wild? Like the shit. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm not going to bleep it out. 2025, you guys can deal with our cursing at this point.
The things we deal with that the client never knows.
Yeah. So thankfully, I had all five other people help me with like a fix everything. Because they were done setting up, and I was so sad, like, when I saw the room, like, looking all beautiful that I didn't even get to help set up.
Because that's where you thrive.
Because that's where I thrive. But, yeah. like, it needed to get done. I was the person that could do the labels, and so I did it.
Yeah.
And so it was 3 a.m., and we had to be up and downstairs by 7:30 for the event. God.
So you got, like, 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, just wait. Well, this is my horror story coming. Like, my nightmare came.
This is what you texted at me.
Right? Yes. Yeah. This is my nightmare coming to life. So we got back to our rooms. I called Gwen. She's like, okay, let's meet in the lounge at 7:30 before everyone comes in. We'll meet everyone else at 7:45. Like, let's grab coffee and chat. I'm like, okay. one of our, my coworkers, Haley, I wake up and someone's just like banging on my door. I wake up. My phone is on the floor upside down. I open the door and she's like, the first words out of her mouth were, don't freak out. And I said, what time is it? And she was like, don't freak out. It's 7:35. Gwen was just worried about you. I literally panicked. I looked at my phone.
You probably thought you slept till like noon.
Oh, yeah. I literally looked at my phone. I had like multiple missed calls from Gwen, multiple text messages from Gwen. I was like, my nightmare is happening right now. I literally slept in. And she's like, hurry up. I got dressed and I was downstairs in 6 minutes.
That's incredible.
Like, I was like, Gwen, I am so sorry. She's like, it's okay. And earlier that day, I had tripped in the lounge. Like, there was water on the floor, and I had fell, and I hit my phone. It knocked the sound out of my phone.
I was like, you need to stop falling at work.
Literally. I literally need to stop. So it had knocked the sound, which is why I didn't hear my alarm go off.
That's wild.
I was petrified. I was like, Gwen, I'm so sorry. She's like, Lex, this is so not like you. Yeah. I totally understand. Like, no one knew except for all of us.
Right. And I was like, again, you were up till 3 something in the morning.
I was literally mortified the entire day. Oh, like, I couldn't believe that my nightmare was coming to life, and it was coming to life in that moment. But overall, the event was super successful. Great. And then we flew here. I got off a plane and started loading and setting up another event here in Las Vegas, literally right off the plane, and ran that event. And then after that, I
got to chill.
We didn't have any other events.
Did you do any events for, like, New Year's this year or nothing?
No. We normally, like, event-wise, I don't normally have events on New Year's, which is great.
I stopped all that, and it's
been wonderful. Talent-wise, I think Tyler had some people out, like our models and stuff, but event-wise, I didn't have anything. That's nice. And so it was nice to just, like, be able to relax over Christmas and New Year's. And now it's still – I mean, this week is my, like, my event start again, but it's been really nice to just, like, have a break and a breather, because 2024 was so busy.
2024 was busy when I didn't think it was going to be busy. Like, it was busy for no reason.
Literally.
Like, I remember 2023 New Year's. I was so excited to have such a chill 2024. Like, it was going to be chill. I didn't have a lot planned. It was probably one of my craziest and busiest years.
Same.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, I don't have anything. And yeah. And now I feel like that's just adult life.
Literally.
We're just like, it's going to be like this for the rest of forever. But yeah. And then was your holidays nice? You spent some time with your family?
Spent time with my family. We're renovating our house. And so we've been in, like, construction mode. And it's just been like, yeah, it's been really nice. It was fun. It was good. What about you?
Good. I kind of forgot that we didn't catch up on this either. So, like, right before December. December got crazy for me when it's usually not. Like, usually December starts to chill out because we don't do any of the social events. My KW Collective did an amazing event, and it was such a smash. Like, it was so fun. It was great. I'm really proud of myself. That's the biggest event I've done thus far, and, like, it's just – it went off phenomenally, even with, like, some hiccups. Like, we had an indoor and outdoor space, and then the wind got really bad. So, like, about an hour before the event start, we moved everything inside, but, like, it still turned out beautiful, and everyone was super happy. That was great. But then I led right into a PRA event, which was a big company. And let me tell you, I haven't cried at PRA yet until that event. And that event broke me to a lot of pieces, built me back up, and then broke me all over again. That was probably one of the most challenging events I had. Not only, like, client-facing, everything was mostly good, besides one night we had this retired dinner for them, and long story short, we didn't know that the hotel went unionized until, like, 24 hours before, and so there was a lot of laws that we weren't really aware of, and just a lot of roadblocks, and so this was, like, the first event that I happened that I just felt so defeated, because the union team had to set up my event for me, and I couldn't touch anything. And they broke 12 of my tables, like, completely shattered them. We had these beautiful black, like, glass top tables. I contracted with the client 37, I want to say, and 12 of them broke before the event even started. And so, like, I felt so defeated.
Wait, they had to set up things you brought in?
Yes. Because there's – the way the contract was worded was, like, very – ambiguous, I guess is the right word and the politically correct way to say it. And so less than 24 hours before I learned this, and so, like, I had to rearrange crews, get enough unions guys in there, and of course there wasn't enough staff, and, like, these guys, no fault to their own, they really didn't know what they were doing, and, like, it was just, when I say chaos, not controlled, just chaos. I cut my leg on a glass table at the event. I have a scar. Rattle wounds. At one point, I thought there was a shard of glass in my leg. And then the next day, and we were just working at some venues that were very hard to work with. The next day was a crazy day for us as well. So I was on site for close to 28 hours straight.
My mouth is on the floor, in case anyone's wondering.
I was not okay. I cried a lot. And a lot of internal struggles with a couple of vendors that we had. And it was just like, just things that should have never happened. And, like, I am very thankful it was at a property that I used to work at. So then I had a lot of friends that I called in. And I was able to ask a lot of favors, say a lot of please and thank yous, and like get some stuff done. But I tell my whole team knows that like, if this wasn't at that property, I don't think I would have been able to pull it off the way I did, because like I didn't know back of houses that like I knew back of house so well. Like I had connections, I pulled favors that I probably shouldn't have pulled, right. But like I was able to get stuff done, and I was like, oh my God. And my boss at the end of it sent me this wonderful message of like, thank you so much for your hard work. Please unplug for the next 2 weeks. Like, I think my whole team thought I was going to quit because I was so, because I'm not the one to complain or cry out of work. And so at one point I called my boss, and she like heard like the shaking, and she goes, shaking in my voice, and she goes, are you okay? Are you crying right now? And I said, I am. And she goes, oh my God, you don't need to cry. It's not that serious. Like, it's okay. And I was like, I'm just physically, emotionally, and mentally exhausted, Brooke. And I was like, I just can't. Like, I'm just so – and it wasn't that I was like – I was just frustrated at the situation. And because I was lack of sleep leading up to the events, continuous – like, I just felt, like, defeated. Like, that was the first event that, like – usually I can come up with creative solutions on site. During those events, I literally just kind of watched it, like – happen. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't touch anything because of the laws. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, overall, to the clients were very happy with our services. There was a lot of lessons learned in that I am now like working through on the back end. But like, that was crazy. And that event ended on Friday, and I flew to Chicago with my dog on Friday. Dash and I went to Chicago, though. We spent some time with family, which was great. And then I left Dash with my family in Chicago, and I went to New York City, and I got to see the ball drop for
Times Square.
Times Square, but not in like the bottom with like
the peasants.
Sorry if anyone did that. I was lucky enough to, one of my friends has a penthouse that overlooked Times Square. So it was super incredible. And then yeah, it was really fun. And then I got to spend some time with an old friend. So that was fun, too. Yeah, so my holidays were good. And then I got back to work. I started back on the 6th. And I was like, I kind of forgot how to do my job. Like, what am I doing? Like, all this stuff. But it was nice to have that break. I definitely needed that break a little bit. But.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy.
Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you more details offline.
Love that. I cannot wait. I know you will.
But yeah, a lot of lessons learned. And I, you know, that event tumbled me because I was like, oh, I'm doing so good at my job. And I was waiting for the shoe to drop, and it wasn't my team was so supportive. I just like, that was the first event in 2 years that I've cried at in a long time, because I usually don't get that wrapped up on it. But like, I was mentally exhausted.
December humbled us. Is December what I'm hearing?
Humbled us.
December humbled us. Mm-hmm. Humbled the crap out of us. We're also participating in Dry January by drinking some dry Chardonnay. Or what are we drinking?
Sauvignon Blanc. But it is a drier wine.
It is dry. So that's how we're celebrating Dry January.
Do you have like any New Year's resolutions that you wanted? Did you actually want to complete Dry January?
No.
Then you
can
okay. Goodbye.
I ruined Dry January on like day 4.
Okay, great.
So, yeah.
I didn't even try. I didn't even try this year.
Like, no. Like, I ruined it on day 4. So it's fine. But I've just been, I mean, I don't really have any resolutions. I don't like, I feel like if you make a New Year's resolution, you're more than likely not going to follow through with it. So it's just like my goals is like, I've literally gone to the gym every single day.
Yes,
I think
you have.
Skipped like one day.
I feel like you've been doing that, though, before
the new year. For, like, the past 5 months.
Yeah, you've been really good and consistent.
And so just keeping up with that, my eating has been, like, way better. I feel so
you keep yourself accountable, though. It's like, I don't know if it's, like, you're posting on Instagram, but, like, you keep yourself so accountable. And then I'm, like, I literally wake up at, like, you're probably at the gym at, like, 6 or 7 in the morning. My ass rolls out of bed at 8, and I'm, like, oh, damn. Like,
I try to go.
See your story.
Yeah, I try to go to the gym before work, so I, like, normally, like, 7:30. I'm at the gym between 7:30 and 8, and I do post on Instagram, and it is to keep me accountable, because I know I'm making this post. I don't care if anyone looks at it or anything. It's really just for myself.
I love it. No, I love it. It makes me accountable, because I'm like, oh, I should get up and do something.
Yeah. And you will be – so on our last episode, we talked about, like, some things we wanted to do.
Yes.
And one of those things that I said was I wanted to go and take myself out by myself, because I'm trying to learn how to be alone. And
what'd you do?
On Monday, it hasn't happened yet, but it is going to happen on Monday. My hairstylist is bartending, and she's bartending on Swing, and so I am going to go and take myself and just hang out at the bar for a little bit. And that way, like, it's a step, because, like, I'll know one of the bartenders. So that is my plan. So I'm already accomplishing one of those.
I love that.
I'm really nervous. I'm actually petrified.
Why? I think it's so good.
Yeah. It'll be better.
This is also, like, a warm introduction to doing something on your own.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would go to a bar by myself.
I know.
Okay, maybe. No, I would go to a bar. If I'm traveling or something, right. I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Maybe not, like, a casino bar.
Right.
You know what we joke about? This is horrible, and I feel bad in case of our listeners do this.
Almost just knocked the mic on the floor, and I'm not even holding it.
Is it still recording?
It's still recording.
Okay, good.
We're keeping it in.
Okay. When me and my friends are together, you know, like, so in Vegas, there's a slot machine or gambling anywhere, like anywhere. So then we say there's, like, sad, like, you're feeling sad, and then there's, like, gas station gambling. And I feel like that's the only thing I wouldn't go do alone. So, like, next time we're like, hey, you know, this thing happened, it's kind of crappy, like, I'm going to say, like, sad or gas station gambling sad. And I don't think people understand it unless if they live in Vegas.
Agreed.
Because you could go or grocery store gambling. I don't know.
Literally going to Smith's. Like,
yeah, gamble. And you see, like, someone gambling and you're like, wow, that's sad. Because we have 24-hour, like, bars that you could gamble at, yeah. Right? Like, you could go drink at, whatever. Yep. So there, but it's, like, not even just gambling. Like, sad. That so yeah, that's gonna be my radar now when you text me or if you ever call me crying, I'm really like, what's the scale?
I have called Katie and all of my any terrible thing that happens, I'll literally text her and be like, can I call you? And she's like, yeah, I'm just at the store with Dash getting him some treats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Katie, I got a concussion. Katie, I'm really sad.
And I'm just gonna say, like, all right, what's our scale? Like, sad, like drinking at a bar alone sad, or like gas station gambling sad?
I'm really excited for
that's
this.
Gonna be our scale now. Like, even when I go out with some friends, I'm like, what's the dress code? Is it, like, bikini or ball gown? Like, what's our dress code? And they usually tell me a 5, and I know exactly what to wear. Exactly. Like,
I love this for us.
I love the thing, so yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What about you? What are your goals?
One of my goals was that I wanted one new client from KW Collective, and I officially got that. Shout out to my friend Carly. I'm officially planning her wedding, and I'm super excited because I saw that she got engaged over, like, towards the end of last year, and I commented on her post, and, like, we've always been acquaintances, so it was, like, kind of really cool because then she reached out to me and, like, asked me if we could catch up after the holidays, and I just feel so fulfilled because I haven't really done a lot of marketing for KW Collective yet, and that was really just, like, reaffirming that I'm, like, this is the right path. Like, the universe is telling me to go down this path, so it's been really cool. Another one is to be focusing on my health, and which has been great. Like, Dash and I have been going on runs, and I'm just, like, really refocusing on, like, I'm going to stop working at 6 o'clock tonight, and I'm going to go work out, or I'm going to stop, like, you know, at 5 p.m. so I could go take this class, which is what I kind of neglected in the beginning.
We don't want to record anymore. We're just going to throw our mics keep away.
You threw your mic. I threw my mic. It's fine. So, yeah, those are kind of, like, my New Year's things, but – speaking of events now,
yeah,
is there, like, how does your year look like for events? Is it super busy? Like, what kind of events are you seeing? Like, give us a little sneak peek of the year.
Yeah, January is starting to pick up. I have a couple events at the end of this month. Well, starting
did you
this
do
week.
Anything for CES?
We had a ton of talent at CES, so I bless you.
Thank you.
I personally didn't, but we, like, our company had talent out. So I have a couple events. I'm actually doing an event with Shelby at the Industrial at the end of this month.
We love our Shelby, yeah. Which we need to have her back on.
We do. We'll have a lot of talent at that event. Doing a couple events. Starting already planning these charity galas for the year because they always start early. So it looks like it'll be like a pretty busy year.
Good.
I don't know how close to 2024 it's going to be. I am not going to put anything in the air right now because every time I say it's not busy, it's busy.
I know. I'm going to say this is going to be the busiest year and then it's going to be chill.
Literally. So
I hope it's a chill
year. Yeah. I'm excited for what this year will bring.
Yay. Yeah. That's so exciting.
What about you?
So for PRA, our pipeline is pretty large, which is good because it's not like a lot of programs, but there are like large big programs, which is great because that's like what we want. I'd rather spend, you know, X amount of time on one big program to give me the most bang for my buck versus like a ton of little ones. And I don't know what it is about the little ones, but they're always more of a headache than the bigger ones. So that's really exciting. Now that I'm a senior event producer, I've been getting a lot bigger programs. So it's like, it's nice in the way that when you were like, especially in my company, when you're like a level one, you get like smaller programs, but it's a lot more versus like my programs are a lot bigger and they have a lot more responsibility, but it's, I have more time to work on them. They're a little bit more like, I wouldn't say organized, but they're just like longer term. Like I'm working on one program now that's not executing until March. So I have like 2 months leading up to that program to really work on it. So that's kind of where it's nicer. And then for KW Collective, I am getting busy, which is so exciting. And I just have a lot of like I have the wedding that I have in June. I have Arlene's event that I always do at the end of the year. And then I'm just trying to fill in like finishing up my website, doing some more marketing and social media and all of that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It's going to be crazy because I really want that to get like off the ground this
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely. And it will.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Yeah. It's going to.
Just takes time.
It's
time and effort. Oh, and I'm launching my coaching collective.
Oh my gosh, you're launching a coaching collective?
I'm launching my coaching collective because you know what? So many of my friends come to me for negotiating advice, resume advice, career advice, all these things, and I'm like, I'm gonna start charging people for this.
I love
not my
that.
Friends, but like my other people outside of it. So that's gonna be fun.
That's amazing.
So I'm launching that and I have a couple guinea pigs to do my first one with me.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
I'm excited. And then what about like some event trends? Have you noticed anything? What's kind of going on for 2025?
Yeah, I would say the circus theme is really coming back.
Yes, because we both have a circus theme.
We both have a circus event coming.
Yeah.
When is yours?
February.
Okay, mine's in April.
Yeah, mine's February.
I would say a lot of people are really focusing on sustainability.
Yeah.
Making sure like how can we make our event more sustainable than it is? I would say that's a big trend this year.
And I'm like, we used only 10,000 paper plates instead of 12 this year. You wasted only 10 gallons of food instead of 5. Yeah, sustainability is good.
And I know you and I had a little bit of a different one. Like, gamification is really big on mine. Like, a lot of people are more, like, especially because they're, like, charity events that I'm doing and everything. People are looking for experiences, especially in that, like, you're getting people drunk. You're getting them to spend their money. Mm-hmm. So they're wanting more activations and things that people can do more than just, like, a – let's have a cocktail hour and drink, have a photo op and go in. It's like, oh, let's add talent. Let's add these different activations that we can do. Let's add some games. So that's a lot that I'm seeing.
You know what? Actually, it's not really gamification, but it kind of is that same experience. I'm doing an event in February, too, that they have a scavenger hunt.
I love that.
As, like, a team-building activity, which is so fun because, like, they go around Vegas and they're like, take a picture with the Bellagio fountain. Take a picture of, you know, somebody – a slot machine or what have you. Like, I don't know what the challenges are yet, but like kind of more of that team building instead of just like, oh, here's a fun cocktail hour, like you're doing like all that. I'm seeing a lot of health and wellness trends. Okay. Like, I have seen a lot of fun runs pop up in the every conference is doing some type of fun run or like yoga in the morning, meditation, soundboard. Like, they're having like more quiet zones or like a wellness area. I've done a couple Zen dens where there's like a place in a conference, like when they're being crazy every day, there's like a specific room that you go to and you just have like a quiet space where there's like either sound bowls or meditation or dog therapy or whatever that is. So that's always really fun. I love when they have dog therapy because
love that.
Dogs. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of health and wellness is kind of on the focus too.
Okay. And how do you feel about the Pantone color for this year? We talked about it.
It's like a mocha.
It's a mocha mousse.
I do love brown.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it's such, like, I like earthy tones. Like, yeah, agreed. My house is very earthy. But, like, I do love a mocha color. Yeah. I think that's very pretty. It's very neutral, though.
It is. And it says that the color is said to evoke feelings of comfort, contentment, and harmony.
Yeah, because that's nature.
And this color is meant to inspire and celebrate the beauty of nature. Just Whoa. Like you said.
Whoa. And I wasn't even reading it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So
I do see, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, too. I do see some of the modern things coming
back. Yes. Modern elegance. Yes. Luxury. Those heavy neutral tones.
Yeah. Like the creams, the greens, like the earthy tones again. Where, like, I feel like last year was a lot of the neon. Mm-hmm. Like, we went neon and animal print last year, and we're kind of going back to, like,
yes,
earthy again.
Which, but I love.
Yeah, like luxurious earthy. I like the neon animal print. Like, give me a zebra.
I love that.
Give me a lion, like something. But, like, I think, yeah, we're going back to the earthy, like, things. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you looking forward to anything this year personally?
So, definitely turning 30 is, like, everyone gets nervous about it. I don't know why. I'm really excited. I think my 30s are going to be better than my 20s. Like, I love that. I don't feel old. I honestly feel healthier than I did in my 20s. Botox is amazing.
Love Botox. Let's go.
And, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm just kind of getting started. Like, I feel like my 20s was really fun, but, like, my 30s, I want to be able to, like, do things that I, like, want to do and focus more on me. So that's exciting. And then for my 30th birthday – which, not, like, on my actual birthday, but, like, for my gift to myself, is I'm doing New Zealand and Australia this year.
I love that.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to be a dog mom to Dash.
Will Dash come with you?
No. It's so hard to travel internationally with pets.
I know.
And he would only be a year, and I would feel...
And you're going to go for, like, what, a month?
About a month. Okay. Yeah. Like, 3 weeks, but, like, Dash is going to stay with his two brothers, Buster and Cash. Oh, so good. It's going to be fine. But, yeah, like, I'm really excited for that trip. Like, that's going to be a really fun experience. And I haven't skydived, which is kind of surprising because I'm, like, such a little daredevil. So I want to skydive in New Zealand.
I love that. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's been on my bucket list. So maybe I won't make it to 31. But
like, You will.
I'm either going to get eaten by Bruce, like a shark, or die in skydiving. But, like, either way, it's going to be really fun. So, again, this episode may not age well, but hear me out. If I do go like that, it was freaking amazing.
I love
that. That's the way I would want to go out. Like, that's not even sad. You would be at my funeral and be like, how did she go? She got eaten by a shark.
Eaten? You got eaten by a shark.
She ate.
You know what? She ate.
We're drinking wine.
We are.
She got eaten by a shark, so that's cool. Yeah. But those are, like, the really top things right now I'm super excited about. I'm sure as the year progresses, there'll be more. But how about you? I know you always do a big travel trip.
So I'm not going out of the country this year.
Ugh! Shut.
I know. It's killing me inside.
That's shocking.
It's killing me.
Are we sure?
It could change. A lot of my friends are getting married this year, so I'm going out of town a lot, which is why I'm not doing a full trip, because I'm, like, going a lot. I'm going out of town
weddings.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, like, end of February, I have a bachelorette party in Temecula.
Why are people getting married?
I'm literally, kidding. Like, stop.
We're in events. Okay. Let's get married.
Yeah. I love it because they're all themed, you know. So,
yeah.
End of February, bachelorette party in Temecula.
Fun.
March, my...
Temecula. That's an interesting...
I know. I don't
destination.
Know. Wineries and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. March, my cousins have the same birthday but 3 years apart, so they turn 21 and 18, so we're going to Cancun.
Okay, fun.
Fun. Getting wasted the entire time.
That's out of the country, Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
But for you, it's like Mexico is like me, pretty I'm much like, pretty
well, I'm
much
not
America.
Even going out of the country. I'm so sad. And you're like, bitch.
Yeah.
But oops, you are. I just cussed.
That's the first time I think you've cussed. That's like the 17th time I've cussed. But yeah.
We're going to keep it in. I'm just going to put radar or something.
But yeah. But I get it, because you're out of the country is like Japan. We're like, it's not Mexico.
It's not
like
Mexico.
Mexico also for us is like, I feel like part of
right.
America.
It's right there.
Yeah. Trump wouldn't agree. But like, But I agree. I'm pro Mexico. I love Mexico.
Me too. Okay. So I have that in March. And then in April, I have another bachelorette party in Scottsdale. So
okay, like I was hoping you were going to say something else in a different country.
So I'm literally gone like every month. Okay. So that's the bachelorette party. Yeah. And then in June, I have two weddings, one in California and one in North Dakota. And the one in North Dakota, I'm in. So I have to be there.
And North Dakota is like a weird place too.
And then in July.
North Dakota might as well be Mexico. that's a different country. Agreed. Canada.
Yeah.
Pretty much Canada.
Oh, that is funny. I am planning like a weekend Canada trip. So I.
Yes. Okay. You're going out of the country.
I am going out of the country.
Just staying in the continent.
Correct. We're not going to Europe this year is what I mean.
No Europe, no Japan, no like Thailand.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
so then in July, I'm going to spend the 4th of July in Nashville with my family. Fun. And then we're going to visit my best friend in South Carolina. And then like
4th of July in Nashville is epic.
I'm so excited.
Like the firework show is like, I brought tears to my eyes.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And then I don't have anything else planned. But like I said, I want to do like a weekend trip to like Banff or something. So
fun.
We'll see. But that is so funny when I said I wasn't going to the country and you literally, I'm like, and then I'm going to Cancun.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
So, yeah, lots of small trips planned. Like, not like, I normally take, like, a two-week vacay. No two-week vacays this year.
It's just, a bunch of little ones.
Yeah.
And weddings are so hard to travel for. Like, they're fun because you're so excited to celebrate your friends, but it's, like, it's not for you at the end of the day.
Right.
So, it's, like, either short weekends or, like, you know, couple things. And it's usually really exhausting.
I know. I do get a plus one to the North Dakota wedding. Good. And Danielle is going to come with me.
That'll be fun. That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always good when you get a plus one. For anyone planning a wedding out there, even if you don't think that someone needs a plus one, coming from a single girly who has gone to a lot of weddings, a plus one is always so appreciated. Because, like, even though you're friends with the couple, like, you're not friends with really anyone else. Even if you're with all these bridesmaids, usually everyone's coupled up. So it's just nice to bring. Even if it's not like a significant other, it's nice to bring a friend or something. So I am 4+1s at weddings.
Me too.
But yes. Oh, that's so exciting though.
Yeah.
I have a feeling in like 2 months you're going to be like, okay, and guess what? I'm also going to Japan. And that's going
to
be it.
So what you're saying is you and I have to go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan.
Let's go. Bad. Let's plan it. Like dead serious.
I just want to eat sushi and like, you know, see the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Maybe a panda.
I don't know if
pandas are in Japan. I know they're in China, but like.
Oh.
Maybe Japan too.
Oh.
But I just heard Japan's culture is like amazing. So I would love to
go. I'm totally in. Let's plan it.
Okay. So that's why we're going to be busy this year. Say goodbye to my bank account because between New Zealand and Australia and I'm like maybe Japan now, I'm going to be broke.
Between all of these weddings and bachelorette parties I'm in, I'm going to be broke.
I'm going to be broke. I spent a lot of money on my friend's wedding.
And bachelorette parties are expensive because you're paying, you're traveling, and then you're paying for the space, and then you have to buy all the clothes because everything is themed.
Every night is a theme.
Every night is a different theme. And then, I'm just dropping money out the wazoo.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money on my friend's weddings.
So when I get married, everyone listen up. We're going big, okay?
I'm not getting married, but if anyone wants to just send me a check, go for it.
I'm not getting married anytime soon. We need men for that, but...
We do. And you know what actually gets me sad? The other day, I was feeling a little lonely. About like, you know, I've been dating and what have you. And so it's just tough. Dating is tough. And as you get older, it gets tougher. You know what I used to always think like, what's me? You know what I'm sad about? The lack of men in our dating range that have like their life together or like want a commitment.
Literally.
I would be dating like a 40-something year old and he's like, but I'm not ready to
commit. I'm not ready for commitment.
What are you waiting for? I'm also not asking for marriage. Like, we all know that I don't want to get married.
Right, you don't want to get married. That's fine.
Live your life. I just want someone, like, serious and serious about me and serious about the thing. And they're like, oh, I'm just not there yet.
What do you mean?
You're 40. Are you waiting for prom? Like, I don't understand.
This is also a dating podcast. Welcome. 2025 is the year of controlled chaos.
Yeah.
Dating.
Oh, we should start a whole new podcast that we want to talk about.
This podcast is chaos and sometimes it's controlled.
I love that because mostly it's not.
Mostly it's not controlled. You heard about our humbling experiences in December.
I'm a little chaotic.
Me too.
But, you know, it's fine. I think you have to be in the events industry. Oh,
100%.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so, I mean, let us know what you guys want to hear. Yes. If you want anyone, we have a couple people lined up to be on the podcast. Let us know, DM us on who you want on, what do you want to hear, what kind of topics do you want to know. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we may be doing that question thing again because I feel like that was really fun.
Yeah, we'll put a poll out.
We'll put a poll out again and ask some questions. Yes. Okay, so we end our episode every time.
She
almost did it again. I was so excited for her to drop it. I was so excited. If you have a quote or something that you want to live by at the moment in time, what would that be?
My quote is actually something that I just put on. So I have like a board in my office that I normally like put quotes on and I keep it for like 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So the one that I have for 2025 is don't wait for opportunity, create it.
That's a good one.
And I think that's really good, especially of like where I'm going and in my life. And, you know, like don't just wait for things to come to you. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
If you want something, work your booty off and you go and do it. And just like, don't expect things to just come to you when you're not putting in any effort or work.
I love that. That's a good one. Yeah. Mine's kind of opposite.
Okay.
I
love this. This is why we're friends.
I know. But I think because the last few years I have been in that mindset of like creating, because I created my business 2 years ago. I got myself a dog. Like, there's all these things that I've been wanting, that I've been creating. So, like, my quote says, I will never have this version of me again. Let me slow down and be with her.
I love that.
And I think for me right now, it's like, I am almost like a little scared, like, that my company is going to blow up one day and it's going to be amazing, which I'm hoping for. But it's like, I want to know, like, how, like, hard I worked for. Like, so I'm, like, allowing that to be and allowing my peace and allowing, like, that, like, I'm growing and I still don't know some things, but I'm going to learn. And, yeah, I just want to be me right now.
I love that.
Isn't that cute? That's a cute one.
Oh, my gosh. Look at us.
Yeah. Because I'm always evolving. So, like, you are. You know, everyone is.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's nice to just, like, appreciate where you're at.
I love that. Look at us. I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. Yeah. We don't know where it was going to start, where it ended, where it went in the middle, but if you're still here for the ride,
we love it.
Control Chaos Gang, we love you.
Even if we have no listeners, we're still going to do it.
We're still going to do it.
I just like talking.
I love talking. We also love to listen to ourselves. So
yes, so we like that.
That's why we
think we're really funny.
That's why we needed to be humbled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, when I listen back to our episodes every time, I laugh my ass off.
I know.
So, like, we're funny.
We're hilarious.
So, yeah. All right, everyone. All right, party people.
All right, party people.
Party people. I hope you have a wonderful 2025. We'll see you in about a few months. And
see you in a few months.
A month. Okay, you know that, like, we live, like, 1 month is like normal people's like year.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
So, like, yeah. Well, have a great day. Have a great time. And we'll see you later.
Bye.
A few months.
A few months. Thank you for tuning in to another chaotic episode. If you enjoyed our conversation, please follow, rate, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
We love hearing from you, and we want your voice to be a part of the conversation.
That's right. We want your thoughts, comments, and burning questions.
Whether it's a topic you'd love us to explore, a comment about a recent episode, or a question that's just been keeping you up at night, we want to hear it.
You can find our social media and email in the show notes. We look forward to connecting with you.
Bye. Bye.